Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork. But somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
At Farmers, our honesty is contagious.
Wait, am I going to catch honesty?
Well, when you're with Farmers, it's kind of inevitable.
Well, how long does it take to... I lied to you when you asked if I knew what a deductible was. I don't know my dad's birthday, and I thought umbrella policies were for rainstorms. Actual rainstorms. I have it, don't I?
You don't just have honesty.
You have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at Farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Hey, Sue, one thing I want to talk about a little bit before Sue's news after the top of the hour is I wrapped the documentary, and it's in three parts of the Idaho murders, the Koberger case.
And?
Well, I'll tell you a little bit more after four, but it was it was a lot better than I thought it was going to be. And I feel, you know, the question that we had when we were talking with Paul Hall about it is, do you learn something from this?
Right.
And I think you do. And I'll kind of comment on that after the top of the hour. Also, our friend Tim Summers, and I want to kind of, you know, replug this here. Tim Summers has got a new book out called Dispatches from the Kingdom of Outsiders. We had him on the show a week and a half ago. Tim has been around the music industry, you know, an incredibly long time. And these are basically stories, some of which are just kind of crazy because he told this story when he was on with us last time. Johnny Depp and Evan Dando nearly like killed themselves tripping on acid. And Tim was watching it happen as they were climbing high above this skyscraper in Los Angeles. So some of the stories he tells in that book are kind of crazy. One of the things that John Lamping and I are going to talk about tonight is the race in Michigan between El Sayed and Haley Stevens.
We've also got to make sure that in this state, we are not discriminating by documentation status. Right now, if you're undocumented, you don't get access to a driver's license, so you're stuck.
We need to abolish things like the filibuster and the Electoral College.
ICE cannot be reformed. ICE cannot be retrained. ICE has to be abolished.
You said the Israeli government is evil. Do you think they're just as evil as Hamas?
Yes, killing tens of thousands of people makes you pretty damn evil.
You said when they go low, we choke them out.
So that's El Sayed. His opponent is Haley Stevens, who is deemed the establishment candidate. Let's go up to Michigan this afternoon. Ryan Recker, he's an anchor at WWJ Radio in Detroit, used to be here at KMOX. He has filled in for me and other hosts here on a regular basis. Ryan Recker, what's up, dude? I never get to talk to you because you're always on when I'm not here.
Your voice. I loved listening to your last interview there, too.
Thank you.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork. But somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MAINTAINX.com. An Autodesk company.
When it comes to my policy, Farmers gives it to me straight, so there's no surprises.
It's your coverage. You should never be confused.
You hear that? An insurance provider with a conscience.
We're a choir, but yes, we have that too.
Straightforward coverage you can literally understand. That's what you get when
you have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at Farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
So that's okay.
Oh, we got you.
There we go. We can hear each other. So what, you know, I have not focused as much on this Michigan race, but this is pretty big tonight. We're going to take a lot of time analyzing it when John and I do this election coverage. What is your take from being inside the state? Is, you know, the polling that I've seen is El Sayed is up significantly in this race. It's always turnouts, obviously. We're keeping an eye on Cori Bush and Wesley Bell here. But what's your take, Ryan, on that race for the U.S. Senate?
Here's the thing that I really started to ponder is there's a certain amount of love affair people have for this democratic socialism. And El Sayed is someone that is very much like that, except he tries to keep it somewhat contained and on the down low. But the thing I really realize is that this love affair with the democratic socialism is much more mainstream than I ever imagined. And I don't think I'm breaking any confidence here, but, you know, I work inside of a newsroom. You get to hear people's opinions. Obviously, their opinions don't reflect what they report, but you get to hear their personal side and their personal take on stories they're covering. People love him, and they just admire him. They adore him. We had all the different candidates come into our radio station throughout the course of this election. You know, I've met El Sayed, I've met Haley Stevens, and, you know, we sit them at a table and we let them talk and we ask them questions and we get to know them as a way of an informal way to try to, you know, meet the people that are running for office. And we might have had, let's say, five people that sat in on Haley Stevens, but the entire table of conference room was filled for Abdul El Sayed. The people there wanted to hear what he had to say. He's very charismatic. He gets the right words out, but he's also very calculated in the things he says. Mm-hmm. And when certain politicians, when you ask them what you think you're having as a candid conversation with them, and then you're, okay, let's go and we'll interview, and you ask them a question and they say verbatim, word for word, what they just told you, you can tell they're very good at tricking people to make it feel like it's conversational. But really, they have trained themselves very hard to make sure they're saying the right things. And when you have someone like El Sayed, who is very, very left-leaning, you know, wants to defund the police, has issues with Israel and, you know, abolish ICE and indigenous reparations and, you know,
all this stuff. Yeah.
Police brutality is a public health issue. You know, you played those clips are great ways to do it. He doesn't make that his core message because he knows those type of things are not popular. He makes his core message that, you know, I'm young and hip. And that is really resonating, which makes me believe sometimes when you have that happening, the polls could be wrong. So this, I think, is a lot tighter than what some of the polls say between him and Stevens.
He's kind of like a bit of a Mamdani, right? He's kind of picking up on that energy. But is it not an issue? This is one of the things, and I don't think I really paid attention to this here until the last week. So he's portrayed as a doctor, right? A physician, epidemiologist, but he holds a medical degree, but he's never completed a medical residency or held any clinical license to practice medicine on patients. Do people care about that? Because that in and of itself kind of says fraud to me. Right?
Well, here's what this is how he handles that. And he's very good at this. Goes back to the idea that he is crafting his message the right way. Whenever someone brings that up, his answer is always the same. It's something to the lines of, well, the college I went to says the doctor school. So doesn't that he doesn't say he's a doctor, but he says, well, if the title on the building says the doctor school of whatever, Columbia or whatever he went where the building was called, he wants to allude to the fact that he's a doctor, but he is absolutely not legally allowed to practice in the state of Michigan because he does not have the credentials for that. And I don't think he has the doctorates, but he is definitely not a doctor, but he tries to play that up.
Yeah, because the perception, I think, is that he, at least at one point, was a licensed physician, and that's not even true.
No. Yeah. I don't even think he did any clinical hours. He basically finished the classwork, but all the other things that you need to become a doctor, the clinical side of it and actually meeting with patients and learning that, so I don't think he did any of that.
Interesting.
So, yeah, you might have a doctorate, kind of like Dr. Jill Biden,
yes,
but you wouldn't actually go in and have her do a physical.
No, that's what I kind of compared it to earlier. Ryan Recker is here. He's up at WWJ Radio in Detroit. All right, let's for a moment say that Haley Stevens is able to pull this out. Tell me about Haley Stevens, and then is the race, because the polling, Ryan, that I've seen, and this obviously it's early, but if you put Mike Rogers, the Republican, against either of these candidates, it's very, very close. But if she wins, does she, in theory, have a better chance, you think, or is this thing all bets are off?
I think that it could be very, very close again with them. The thing with Haley Stevens is that, you know, the big ploy for her is you will never meet her without her mentioning that she worked for President Obama. Like she was, oh, when the auto industry was on the ropes, I was there with President Obama working to bring it back. So she says that even though I wouldn't really make it look like she was a big influence on that. But she definitely puts herself and hitches on the establishment, the governor, Gretchen Whitmer, and the senator that is retiring. He also has endorsed Haley Stevens. So there's a lot of people that are there and they're looked at as mainstream Democrats in the state of Michigan. They all say Haley Stevens is the person. They look at El Sayed as the radical leftist. So if she were to make it, her ploy is, I'm not a millionaire. I'm just your average Michigander. I'm the person that you're going to meet at the grocery store. On the other side, the Republican Mike Rogers, he's someone that moved into the state. He's ran for office a bunch of times. He's had some success, but not to this level. You know, he's tried to run for Senate, for example, didn't end up working. So he is the President Trump back candidate. President Trump carried the state back when the general election happened last. So if there's still a little bit of that magic left, Mike Rogers could win it, but it would be super close.
Yeah, but this is going to, I mean, if El Sayed's the guy, then, you know, the conversation becomes very different. And, you know, we're still wondering if Cori Bush might pull an upset here against Wesley Bell. I still think it's a long shot. But again, you know, I think all bets are off just given the fact that these DSA candidates are really picking up steam and there's anti-incumbency, I think, on both sides. Posters will tell you that that's pretty much the case. Well, it's fascinating. We'll see what happens. You guys taking a look at anything else up there right now? Do you have ballot issues or stuff like that on the...
Well, there's a couple of things that I guess are on the ballot. More, a lot of local issues on the ballot. Statewide, they do have a ballot proposal that I think is going to make it into the general election that has to do with campaign financing and disclosure, which is kind of interesting. But I wouldn't say there's any really exciting ones.
Yeah, the only ones, the Senate race is big enough, right?
The Senate race and the governor's race are the two big ones here. And it's just this love affair with democratic socialism that has been sweeping nationwide. I just cannot figure out why it's become so mainstream, honestly. That is what I'm trying to figure out.
You know, I heard Dave Ramsey on Fox earlier today, and he had an interesting theory about this. And I'm a person, I kind of look in a geeky way at the economy and things, you know, that are maybe signals or whatever. But if you look at the amount of debt that people have right now in this country, you know, credit card debt is at an all-time high. It wasn't, you know, during the pandemic. Student loan debt is an all-time high. You can't, in most parts of the country, I think St. Louis, Ryan, is an exception. You can't really find a house that is at a, you know, decent price for a starter house. So a lot of these young people, Dave was saying, you know, they're pushed out or they feel like they're pushed out of the economy. So that's why this is appealing to them. I think there's something to that, unfortunately. But it's not just younger voters. That's the other thing. There's a lot of older voters, older white women in particular, who are attracted to this. So I don't know that I can explain older white guilty people. That's not my area. That's not my lane, Ryan.
Well, I would equate this to a lot of people have problems. There are a lot of issues. There's issues with the healthcare system. There's issues when it comes to housing. These are all problems that I think both parties recognize. But if you have a lot of problems and you're thinking to yourself, you know what, I want to go into the DMV and I'm going to ask them to fix my problems for me. That's essentially you going to a politician saying, hey, El Sayed, I know you as the government can fix my problems. That's as foolish. And I don't know anyone that would ever go in there and say, hey, government, run my life for me. And it would be something that you would want.
Yeah,
but for some reason, there's a lot of people that want to do that right now.
Ryan Recker, great to hook up with you. Hope all is well. Thank you so much. We'll probably hear you on 97.1 FM Talk soon enough.
I'll be in for Annie Fry tomorrow.
Look at that. I didn't even anticipate that. We'll hear you tomorrow. Thank you, Ryan.
Get more at 97.1talk.com.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule, automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com. An Autodesk company.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday brings you a new story. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.